Referring to the war, 1941, December 7th, you would have been 10 years old. Do you have any recollection of that day or hearing about it?
Yes, because we had the radio at that time, and neighbors came over to listen to it. And of course, the charge didn't last, the battery didn't last that long, but we would come home from school and we would want to listen to the Lone Ranger or whatever serial was on. And Papa would come in and say, "Get away from there, you kids." And Comanche was telling us that he had to listen, you know, about the war so that he would be informed, I guess. One of the reasons, too, he was in what they called Troop L, which was an all-Indian troop made up of Comanches, Kiowas, and Cheyennes. When they brought them to Fort Sill, some of the younger men were running off and stealing horses from the Texans. Texas sued us one time to try to get paid for the horses that we stole. So in order to stop it, Scott, I've forgotten what his title was, but he was head of Fort Sill at the time, and he came up with the idea of having an all-Indian military group to keep those younger people occupied, too. The uniforms were like World War I German uniforms, really elaborate. Papa became one of them. None of them could speak English, and they couldn't speak each other's language. Some they could communicate with the Kiowas particularly, and they had to give the commands in sign language. So it's a real historical role that he played at that time, which saved Fort Sill, and all the other forts then were closed down that were from Arkansas to Old Mexico.
So they had an active role then.
Yes. Uh-huh. And fortunately, the Mexican War, the war with Mexico, mm-hmm. they were just getting ready to send them over to fight in that war, and it came to an end. Mm-hmm. So he missed active fighting.
I think you mentioned earlier it was your grandmother who joined the church.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that experience. What denomination was that?
It was Northern Baptist. Northern. The Southern Baptists hadn't found us. It was a federal government policy to encourage different denominations to come and recruit us, I guess. And they came in great numbers, so we had all kinds of denominations.
These were missionaries, mm-hmm. then, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Coming to you, and that's how the Baptist church was started.
Mm-hmm.
Did they try to change your culture?
Well, our church wasn't as bad about that, but I didn't like the first preacher who came because he would say, "Grandfather is going to go to hell." And I knew that wasn't so because he was a good person. He did all these wonderful things. But grandmother helped start a church in Walters. We had a little church there, and most of us were related. They'd cleaned up an old factory kind of plant that was on one of the tribal lands and one of the family homes, and they cleaned it up, and that's where we went to church later. Though he was Anglo, he and his wife both got involved with the Comanche culture. They translated hymns. His wife could sing the songs, Mrs. Ho. She had a little portable piano that she could carry around, and she would play the piano. So we had a wonderful thing, but Papa would sit outside. He would drive us to church, but he would sit outside and maybe smoke a cigarette. Maybe that might be the only cigarette he would smoke for a month or a week or so, and wait for us very patiently. Then we'd go home, and he would sit out and sing his peyote songs on the front porch and watch the sun go down.
So in that church, it was a combination of Comanches and whites?
No, the congregation was all Comanches.
All right. But in your church, there was some discrimination that went on.
It went on. Yeah, I felt it anyway.
Who was discriminating against you?
Well, the minister, basically, like the minister who was at Dio Mission, because he was saying that the culture was bad, preaching that kind of thing. So I felt that was a discrimination, and I've always felt that way. As a child, I felt that they were talking against grandfather, and what he was sharing with us was so beautiful, and then this person says it was all wrong.
So the first discrimination you ever were aware of was in church.
Church, yeah.
Interesting.